Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are.
Yo, yo.
Hello, everybody.
Yo, yo.
Happy late Easter.
Yeah. Hey, yo, yo.
Hey, yo, yo.
Hey, yay, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yay, yo.
Uh-oh.
It's that bunny day. Yeah, yo. You guys have a good bunny day yesterday?
We didn't really do a lot.
Didn't do a lot?
Yeah, we found a lot of eggs.
Okay.
Kids had a lot of fun. It was actually really... really nice weather here, so we all got together at Big Ron's house.
Nice.
Went outside, played with the kids and all that stuff.
Nice.
But, you know, more importantly, I enjoyed Trans Visibility Day because the transsexuals need to overcome Easter. I mean, Easter, who needs Easter? Yeah. You got a tranny? Come on, put on the bunny suit, everybody.
Yeah.
Tranny in a bunny suit, that'll make your Easter so much better.
I saw one yesterday walking around, and I just said, hey, I see you. And they're like, what do you mean? I said, no.
You're visible.
You're visible today. So
you're visible.
And they just said, fuck you, man. And then I'm joking.
So does that mean every other day is invisibility day? So we don't have to acknowledge them anymore?
Something like that.
Oh, maybe.
That would be nice.
Something like that. Yeah, man. That's good. You guys
you just completely ignore them altogether.
Do you guys do anything yesterday? You worked.
Right? I worked yesterday and I got home at like 7:30, 7:45.
It's kind of hung.
Then I got home. We put the kids to bed. I quickly ate some dinner. And then we stuffed some eggs full of Hershey Kisses.
Nice. Nice.
And I hid those in the yard and stuff last night at like 12:30. Or not last night, but yeah, it was
late
the night before. Because I mean, come on. Like
12:30 at night. Yeah.
Oh,
I hid those in the yard. So when they got up.
Oh, they were able to go out.
On Easter Sunday. They were able to go out and do the thing. So Saturday night.
I hit those. There we go. Yeah.
But it's funny because I had like 112 eggs or whatever it was. Yeah. And I'm hidden like on the railing of the porch all the way around and in the yard and all the way up in the trees a little bit and all over in the yard over here. And then I was like, we went to bed and I got up and I went out and like to look to make sure they're like, okay, they're going to be able to find, because I did it in the dark. So I'm like, they're going to be able to see all these and they'll have fun. Well, I went out there and like a bunch on the whole side of the yard over here were gone.
What?
Oh no. Animals?
Animals, dude.
Dude, it's the fucking armadillos, man. They thought they were their eggs, man. The dillos are like, that's my shit.
The dillos or something came and took some, a bunch of them. Cause there was a bunch over there on that side of the yard. And
wow,
I was like, this is like, it's bear over here. Like, what the fuck?
So, do you guys, is the armadillo like the opossum over here in the West Coast?
No, we have.
There's possums here, too.
It's just, you see armadillos just kind of every once in a while.
I have one that hangs around and digs fucking holes in the yard over here. I want to kill it.
They're weird animals, man. Bitch. Like, when you see them, you're just like, it's a weird looking creature,
it's
man.
It's an alien.
Because it's like, it's prehistoric looking, sort of.
How do you kill an armadillo? Like, kick from it. The underbelly?
Yeah, you kick it, bro.
You just kick it in the head?
Rolls up.
But I know, like, but I know ball. Some like animals took off with it, because I was like looking out there before I left for work, and I was like, motherfucker, what the fuck's going on here? And I look over, and I seen some open ones like farther out in the trees.
Yeah.
So they fucking
got
them.
You ever hide them like in your house, dude?
Ash wanted to do that, and I said, that's boring as shit.
So Chris wasn't having it.
I didn't want to do that.
You can take my fucking real tree, but you're not taking my Easter egg hunting. This is Chris's time, man.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, just, you know, like, now you got to deal with the wildlife stealing that shit, dude.
Well,
I'm sure you didn't think that was going to happen.
I honestly didn't think about the animals taking it.
Can you imagine some armadillo dude who just takes that egg back and he opens it for some reason? He's like, what you been doing, honey? The fuck's this?
What the fuck's this?
What the fuck look this, chocolate
this
part?
Chocolate.
This fucking this thing doesn't look like me.
And do I look fucking, like chocolate?
It's like a melted Reese's. Yeah, what are you putting a turd in my egg for?
Hey, what does that armadillo taste like? That's what I want to know. Because you know, like bears who eat a lot of berries taste like berries. So it's like,
I thought you meant like, what does an armadillo taste like? I probably not great. I don't think that would be.
What do they eat?
Like probably
bugs?
Chewy.
They probably eat like bugs and stuff, right?
Fucking, they like, it just seems like they just eat whatever's around. You know what I mean? Scavengers.
They're digging. They're probably digging for like worms and shit.
Yeah, man.
Because over on the yard over here, there's constantly like hundreds of fucking little tiny holes just like dug up all along.
They're like the gopher of Texas.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we woke up yesterday and we just fucking took off, man. We went on like a, I wouldn't say it's like a road trip, but we just went around to the coast and we decided to go to Kemah. I don't know if you ever heard of Kemah. Try something new. Try something new. It's in the bay or whatever. It's got a cool ass boardwalk and it has a wooden roller coaster that's fucking huge and scary as shit.
Bro. Oh, dude, I love those.
This one was fucking, it was big and we were watching it and the kids were just like, no way, because it was so fast. Sketch. And you could see it just shifting. I took video of it and you could see like when it would go drive by, you could see the whole fucking thing shift, man. I was like, man.
That's, so it's only a matter of time.
Well, it's been around forever, man, and I'm sure it's, but. But no, it was cool, man. We just went down there. We had some lunch and shit.
Build them like they used to.
And then we hung out and we left and we drove to NASA Space Center and we didn't go in, but we just went outside and they had the big shuttle outside. So we just drove through it and saw the stuff. And then we went to Galveston, man. We drove all to Galveston, just had dinner and fucking played on the beach for a couple hours. Came back at 10 o'clock at night.
Dude, I wish I could play on the beach.
Oh, it was nice, man. Yeah.
I got to wait until the one nice week.
Because usually it's probably a shit.
Dude, it was fucking packed out there, man. Like with Easter, because everybody's off, it was fucking packed, dude. The beaches
we went
packed.
Down.
So, like the NASA Center, though? Like, I just want to ask you, like, what is the NASA Center?
Houston? Yeah. That's South
Houston. We have a problem?
That's the original. It's literally like 45 minutes from
here. It's where they released SpaceX, man.
Well, did you hear what they're doing during the solar eclipse?
No.
Oh, they're shooting rockets or something at it, right?
Yeah, they named this mission after some old deity, like snake god, and they're shooting three rockets at the sun or something, at the moon or just up in the sky?
Like Project Joe Dirt or something?
Yeah,
let's shoot fireballs at it.
I've never heard it. So they're doing it like from Houston? They're doing it?
I don't know if it's from Houston, but it might be.
Because the path goes through like Austin, Houston area. It's not going through Florida.
Why shoot?
I don't know why they would do that. But I will tell you
unless
this.
Unless they think whatever is causing the eclipse is not another planet.
I really want to go down there when they set off one of those rockets, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was in 1999 or late 98. I can't remember. I was in Florida. My uncle lived close to Kennedy over there. When we were at his house, I could see the rocket go off, but it was miles, but you could see it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't very loud or anything, but I could see it. And I thought that was so fucking cool.
Oh yeah.
And
dude,
then
you have
here,
to go see that.
I want to see it because what's funny is there's videos from the area, kind of by Kemah and stuff where people are filming. They're in like fucking McDonald's fucking drive through, and the whole every building's glass is like shaking.
Dude, that's a lot of,
and they're like,
power.
What the fuck is going on? And the you hear the fucking cashier. She's like, SpaceX, and then they're like, and they look, they're looking around, and you see it fucking go up in the sky, man. And it's a fucking sight, man. It's a fucking sight.
It just
shakes
windows for a mile.
Yeah,
it's powerful shit, man. It's powerful.
Well,
shit.
So here I found something on it. So they named it APEP, which is named after, it's like a god who's the nemesis of Ra, the sun god.
Yeah,
and it says the point of APEP is to look for perturbations. Changes in the Earth's atmosphere during the eclipse with four small scientific instruments measuring changes in electric and magnetic fields, density, and temperature. The rockets will enter the ionosphere when the air becomes electric, and then it will do some measurements and do all this. But I mean, space is fake.
Testing? Is that what they're saying? This is testing? What's happening?
Yeah, they're measuring for small changes in the Earth's atmosphere during the eclipse.
That's cool. That's fine.
But it made me think of that one show, dude, because you got me watching that Three Body Problem.
It's a good fucking show, man.
I want to start watching that.
So I told Chris, just real quick, because I don't know how far you are, but like it does have this kind of a lull a little bit, but it's a good.
I just finished episode 3.
Okay, so about 6, it kind of goes into like where it's really kind of tying some loose ends with the friends, you know? So it's a little more boring, I'd say, but it's still good. But man, we still haven't done the last episode yet, and I'm curious how they're going to wrap this shit up because there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? But it's good.
Well, can we say what the premise of the show is?
We already did. Yeah. It's hard to explain, but there's basically like aliens coming. I mean, that's basically what it is. They're 400 years away.
They're coming to take over the planet, right?
Yes. They're going to come take over. And there's a group of humans who are supporters. They believe that they're like, they're gods. And so the aliens are working with these humans and they're trying to eliminate scientists. They're either trying to recruit them. If you don't get recruited, you are killed because they don't want in the 400 year span. They don't want this technology to ever come out because.
So the 400 year span. So it's going to take them 400 years to get there. They know they're on their way.
Yeah.
And then I guess they're like communicating with them.
Some of them. Yes.
But yeah, like they don't want them in the way to get what?
Well,
like
so they're able to manipulate certain things on Earth, only certain things. And the supporters of this race is basically like they're conning and tricking, like mind fucking these scientists. They're basically saying if you don't stop your work, like you're something bad's gonna happen. That means they die.
Exactly.
And so the reason that they are forcing them to stop their work is because they know that the technology, like one girl's creating nanofibers, which are like extremely tough. And so they know that if that's created and how that will develop over the next couple hundred years, they won't be able to beat the world.
Exactly. It's like Terminator 2. You know what I mean?
Because that race of aliens have not been able to develop as fast because the planet's so hostile. That they can't actually develop because they keep the planet keeps dying and dying and dying. And so that's why they're coming here. So they want us to not be as strong as we can be so they can actually take us over. That's basically the premise of it. But it has to do with AI. It has to do with like, it's weird, man. It's a fucking great show. Actually. I really do enjoy it.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, the acting is like, you know,
The Asian
middle to high.
Some of it's kind of weak, but I will say that you will fall into it more and more. You realize it's not that bad after a while. But the Asian dude who's also in whatever that Marvel comic one is, that Chi
Jackie Chan.
No, well, it's kind of like that, but it's that older Asian guy. He's actually really good, man. I actually really enjoy his character. But most of them are fine. It's not like you're not getting a fucking Grammy for this shit or Emmy or whatever.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of guys from Game of Thrones that are in it. So sure. I mean, yeah. That was a fucking hit. So.
It's a British movie. You know, this takes place in Britain or whatever. So, I could say movie, but show. But it's worth watching. I'll say that. It's worth watching. It hits on all the stuff that we talk about in some form or another. So it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, no, it makes you really think, like, what if that's what this whole thing is about?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, our politics are so menial, like who gives a shit when it's really just about, we know that there's this fucking race that's going to come over and take us over from a different planet.
Well, and it's set and up weird too,
what they did say, years. They did say is like, what happens if you know your planet's going to be destroyed is you go to another planet and you have Elon Musk wanting to go to Mars all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like he even just talked about it today. Like, our goal is to populate Mars and all this shit. And I'm like, why is he so obsessed with populating Mars?
Dude, I mean, I think it's, just to kind of knock it real quick, like it's not a big deal for me, is that like, I just feel like, especially at his age, he's a little bit older than us, right? Like he's older than us for sure, but.
Musky?
Yeah, but you got to understand that like when we were growing up, that was kind of part of the whole sci-fi movement. You know what I'm saying? Like that was just in movies and talked about.
Total
like,
Recall,
hey,
the third boob.
Yeah, right, man. It's like, I can understand. 52. So he's 13, 14 years older than us. But
no.
Point being, is that, like, it's not shocking that that's one of those kind of, like, curiosities that some people still have, man. It's the ultimate exploration. You know what I'm saying? It really is.
Like, well, yeah. I mean, if you have the capability of getting into space, why wouldn't the next move be to go to a planet and see what you can do there?
Well, and I don't think it's, I don't know that it even comes down
to,
like.
Why not the moon, though? You know?
Well, maybe.
Because the moon's the moon's a hollow spaceship.
Yeah, that's a fucking bell, bro. But here's the thing. Even if you didn't populate the planet to, like, a severe extent, like, you could still harvest things from the planet, possibly. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe there are things or different, you know, plants or medicines that we could, you know, get from her, or minerals that would be good, or
maybe,
oils that we could
maybe
use.
Maybe Mars is more capable of becoming a livable habitat than the moon is, our moon is.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just Nevada.
They just have to plant, like, just 20 Nevada. Billion trees.
Mars is just some desert in America anyways. So it's...
Yeah, no, when I look at Mars, I think of what a gigantic planet and perfect planet for the fucking hippie fest out in the desert.
Oh, yeah, Burning Man.
Burning Man. Just one giant planet of Burning Man.
Yeah, man, you could do Burning Man and Salt Flats all in the same day. You know what I'm saying? It's just lots of flat ground. Fucking, it's weird. It's a weird one. I would love to know. That's one question I would have. It's like, I want to know if that's really real or if that's just bullshit. Because what? Just the Mars? The shit that you see. You know, because we all know that NASA has faked photos. We know this.
Oh, yeah.
And their reasoning was, is, you know, it was better than the alternative. Like, they couldn't get good photos, so they were trying to, like, mimic those photos. That's what a lot of people say. But dude, I want to know if those photos are real. I want to know.
Yeah.
Because if they are, if God could tell me, Dave, those are real photos, I'd be like, God damn. All right.
He probably
I'm actually
would.
Into this.
He'd be
That's
like,
fucking
you
want
to know? Yeah. I'll tell you right now. Those are fake. Those are fake as fuck.
Fake as fuck.
Yeah, I think there was a guy who was talking. He had a video, and he was, like, doing side-by-side, and it was, like, a picture from, like, National Geographic. Yeah. It was, like, a legit photo, right? Yeah. And then he pulled up a picture of a desert here in, like, Nevada or something, and it was exactly the same. Like, the fucking rocks, the formation, and all that stuff.
I'll say this, though. I want to believe that they're smarter than that, right? Like, they're not just going to go to an obvious, well-known place and take a photo of it, because then people would find out, right? Like, you'd go to some obscure fucking location that no one's really been to. And you know, listen, just like the other way around, you could easily say that somebody could easily say, oh, this is a picture from Mars, and they put all the little writing, and it's really just an edited photo that they took, you know what I'm saying, and made
AI
it red.
Photo.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it could be fake on both ends.
Could it be just an AI?
The people trying to disprove it could also have fake photos. You know what I mean?
Well, just think about it. Mm-hmm. If NASA, like, the argument is, if NASA was completely fake, all of that billions of dollars that we're spending on NASA, I don't know if we're doing that anymore.
I don't know if it's that much, though. I don't know.
It's, like, just a massive money funneling operation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because if NASA didn't exist, but people were told that, hey, you have to pay taxes and this will whatever go to that, it's like, whoa. Okay. So that would be the argument for it, is like, they have to create something, you know, to be like, hey, look at what we're doing. Like, this is a justification for the funding of this government program.
I honestly think there's more to it. I think that, like, the stuff that we assume that NASA is getting funding for, or let's just say, like, SpaceX, right? Like, because NASA, I think SpaceX really is the one that's probably utilizing the most right now over NASA even.
Well, NASA bought out SpaceX. I mean,
I understand.
SpaceX was going bankrupt and NASA bailed out their ass. So
that's fine.
I mean, it's pretty much.
But I'm saying, like, I would like to think that, like, there's money going to, I mean, listen, I believe in that whole, like, space program shit. You know what I mean? Like,
so
I believe that
the White House proposed $27 billion for NASA's budget in 2024.
Ooh. Yeah. So, yeah.
But listen, you guys talked about, we talked about cyber attacks and all these other things and flares. Like, I want to believe that, like, I want to believe
but that's military, dude.
But also, apparently listen. NASA has, like, over 30,000 employees.
Who do you think, I know you're saying military, NASA, very different, but are they? Like, really, are they? Because, like, I don't see the military just taking shuttles up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to utilize what we have, and what we have is NASA. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I want to believe in Armageddon, bro. I want to believe in the movie Army. I want to believe that we can eventually send some dudes up there on a rock and fucking blow that motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what SpaceX would be used for. Yeah. If there ever was, like, a world-ending thing happen, it'd be a private company that would actually get the job done.
And they go to some...
That would be
oil
Space
rig.
Force.
They go to oil
Space
rig.
Force isn't a private company.
Yeah,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't need NASA. You'd have Space Force. So Space it's like, Force. NASA is no, this... not civilian side, but it's more of, like,
but
the softer side of space.
Space Force doesn't have, like... rockets and shit that can actually go up
there.
That's
what I'm saying.
SpaceX would be used for
that. You have to use NASA because we don't, like, there's literally two. You got Florida and you got Texas, you know what I'm saying, to shoot rockets up like that. They have the facility to do it. So you'd have to use their shit. You'd have to.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where they kind of bleed in together. That's why the government's paying them $26.2 million or whatever it is.
What does Jeff Bezos use? Or what does he use?
Like, where his Blue Origin.
Where did he launch from?
I have no idea.
That's a good question, actually. His dick rocket.
And then the other billionaire, right?
Probably China, dude. Who was it? Who was the other billionaire that went?
God, I can't remember his name. I
can't remember either, dude. That was an ugly rocket, though. I wouldn't have.
I know.
That was equivalent for like that submarine going to the Titanic. I don't know if I'd get on that fucking thing, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking implode on me. Blue Origin launches new Shepard rockets. Where is it launching?
West Texas. Or the company's from the company's West Texas site.
Oh, so they just
Because Bezos put on the fucking the cowboy hat. Remember when he had the deal?
They just had like a fucking little pad.
Yeah, they just used somebody else's. That's
sketchy. Some backyard at some ranch. Fuck that shit. Look at that thing. It looks like a fucking ranch backyard pad, dude.
Yeah, here.
One is his rocket looks like a penis.
Look at that. Looks like a fucking flying dildo, dude. Show that. That is a flying dildo.
Tip and all.
Fucking
just
tip.
Just the tip.
Like, look how tiny that fucking thing is in comparison to, like, SpaceX shit.
If the aliens were watching us, they'd be like, pussies. Look at this fucking pussy.
He's got little dick syndrome.
Yeah, I bet Elon looks at him and goes, look at that small dick rocket right there.
I bet Armageddon wishes they had this fucking, when that thing shot up in the hold and the fucking UFO. Yeah. They're like, man, if we could have that Blue Origin rocket, it would have been really good. Mm-hmm. Split the crease, man. You know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Split a little motorboat.
Split the crease.
What did the guy say when he fucking went in there? What was that line that he had?
Split the crease.
What was the line,
You should use that with your wife tonight. Be like, hey, can I split the crease, baby?
We're gonna split
dude,
the crease, baby.
She fucking kicked me out of the bed so fast, man.
You're like, what the fuck? Split
She'd
the
be
crease.
Like, thank you for ruining the whole night. I appreciate that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, dude, I would love to have you. You know, someday, Greg, when you get come hang out, you know, we should try to plan it around the launch, dude. And we should go down for one of the days.
So yes. Just,
it's literally a fucking hour and 20 minutes away. It's not that far. And it's just to go down to see that, I think would be really
I don't think it's that far, dude. Hour and 20? I don't think it's that far.
We just went yesterday, man.
It's maybe an hour 20 to Galveston.
No. It was an hour and 30 minutes to get to Kemah, and it was about 10 minutes away from Kemah.
You can see like the NASA Space Center shit just going down the main highway.
Just went yesterday, man.
Hmm. You guys are like grumpy old men.
That's way off.
You ever seen that movie?
It's over at the Bay.
Yeah, yeah, that used to be.
Come on, I want to lay in. To get from the NASA Center to 45, you know, whatever that is, over to 45 is like 15 minutes off the road.
Well, whatever.
But I'm just saying, it's an hour, like no traffic. We didn't actually have that much traffic, but an hour. 15 hour 30. It's going to be around there. It's not far. That's all I'm saying. It's not far. It's worth the trip, man. You go down early, you watch, you get a couple beers, you watch a fucking launch.
Man, why don't they do that?
Serve
like
beer?
If they're whenever time they launch a rocket, just have like stadium seating, serve beer, have it like a fucking baseball game or something. People would get fucked up.
A UFC event?
Yeah, dude, people
have
would
like
get,
cheerleaders.
People would get fucked up and watch rockets fly into the sky.
Yeah, man. Whitney was saying on here, because obviously she's in Florida, so she's seen some. And she was like, it's an incredible thing to see. And I'm telling you, I don't think a lot of people have seen that in person. You know, even for me, it was such a distance, but you could see it. I think that would maybe change some people because it's like, you know, when you hear like, oh, it's all fake and people are like, oh, it's fake. But when you see it, it's like, Jesus, man, this thing is fucking insane.
Like, can you imagine like you have this rocket launch planned, right? And the whole day before it, because they got this like, T-minus 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And all the way leading up to this whole 12 hours, you got, like, live bands playing. You got, like, food trucks. And you got fucking all kinds of shit going on. And it's, like, a huge fucking thing. And then right at the last minute, like, you have, like, a two-minute warning. And everyone gets in the fucking stands. And they're all fucking hyped up and piped up. And then
you have the music increasing, swelling.
There's fucking music going. And everyone's got their fucking beers, and then you hear the engines fire up, and everyone's just like, "Fuck yeah!" Like that would be a fucking event, dude.
It would be sick.
Yeah, we were and pyrotechnics, you. Fireworks.
We will rock you,
America.
You know what I mean?
That would be sick.
We will rock you.
They got like they got fucking Limp Bizkit out there, fucking putting on a show. Fucking yeah, man.
Yeah.
No, why not? I think people
that
listen,
would be awesome.
That's what's the saddest part. Take away all the like what could be fake, what could be real. Like, if you go back to when you were a kid, okay, and you just, we all had, like, rocket ships or, like, Matchbox that were, like, space shuttles and shit. Like, that was such a fucking amazing thing. You know what I mean? The idea behind it and the whole thing behind it was such a crazy thing. I think people just lost that.
Well, yeah.
They just lost it because it only happens in certain parts of the country. So a lot of people never will see that.
Yeah.
Well, it's always one of those like mystery subjects. You know what I mean? Like it's always like a sci-fi movie is about like somebody wanting to join NASA. Like remember the movie Gattaca?
Yeah.
That's like where Ewan McGregor or something. Yeah, I think it was Ewan McGregor.
I can't remember.
One of those guys. No, it was the other guy. Forget his fucking name. But he wanted to join like this NASA program. I don't know if it was straight up NASA, but to become like a rocket scientist, he didn't have like the correct DNA. It was a very futuristic kind of movie. And so he was swapping
Ethan Hawke
and Jude Law. He was like swapping roles in DNA. Uma Thurman, dude.
I've never seen this.
Yeah, dude, it's a great movie. And it holds up, dude. It actually holds up. Huh. You should watch it.
Weird.
But yeah, so it's about him trying to get into like a spaceship program. And whether or not he does, I'll leave that up to you to watch the movie. I don't want to spoil it. 1996.
There was a point when we were kids where like the idea of being an astronaut was like being a firefighter.
It was like the epitome.
And
of, like,
I guarantee if you ask a bunch of school kids of any age, you say, what do you want to be? You're near here. No one talk about being an astronaut. It's just a weird thing.
There was one.
Yeah,
because like my kids, you know, this is like so stupid, but like they go to a pre-kindergarten, you know, like the whatever, Smart Start, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, it's like a preschool.
And so like when they graduate, you know what I mean? I mean, come on now. They have to go to the edge of the stage, say what they want to be when they grow up, and then they just jump off.
And it's like, you know, they crowd like surf?
They jump off a bridge?
Yeah.
What?
And they go like, fuck you. Don't do what you tell me. They're like Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, okay.
No, but yeah, they just, it's like a 3 foot, you know, just little jump off, you know. But there was one kid who was like, I want to be an astronaut. I was like, whoa, who wants to be an astronaut now?
You know? That's impressive, bro. That's impressive because I feel like that's not a thing, dude.
There was one kid who was like, I want to be a stay-at-home dad. He jumped off.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, yeah. Goals, baby.
I want to live off the government. Woo! Yeah,
exactly.
Welfare.
Hey, there's no knock. There's some. If you can do it. I mean, if I was capable of just being a stay-at-home dad.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, if you were,
But it's like, this kid hasn't even gone into kindergarten yet. He's talking about being a stay-at-home dad. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, man.
Make it happen, dude.
I want to be like my dad. He's a pussy. He doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
just kidding, dude. It's weird, though, right? Because, like, the idea of a stay-at-home dad has just never been a thing until recently. It just really hasn't. I'm not dogging it. Yeah,
until recently.
I'm not dogging it because, to be fair, like, obviously women are out getting jobs. They got great-paying jobs and stuff. And like, I would feel weird about that. I got to be honest. I'd feel weird about it. I would. I'd just be like,
would, too.
No, if my wife made, like, a ridiculous amount of money, like, I wouldn't feel weird about it.
Oh, I would feel weird about it.
Why?
I just feel like regardless of how much money you make, like,
I wouldn't feel fulfilled, right?
I wouldn't feel
fulfilled.
I wouldn't feel like I was doing
my job. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Contributing?
I'm not saying I wouldn't have something I do on, like, on the side. Like, do something from home or work from home doing something or, like,
do a podcast.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, why not?
For me, I'm just talking about me. Like, I would just not feel good about it. Hmm. Like, I just wouldn't feel good about, like...
Chris, Dave is the alpha fucking male.
No,
okay?
It's double not. Alpha. It's, dude, it is not about, like, a competitive... Like, if my wife made more than me, I wouldn't care about that. I'm just saying, like, if she made a significant amount of money and, like, I just was like, well, I'm just going to do what I want to do. She's still working hard. You know, granted, she's making a lot of money. But, like, I just would be like, man, I really need to, like, pull my weight. I'd make me more motivated to try to make more money. Like, with whatever I'm doing. Like, that's just how I am. Like,
well,
with it.
I mean, would you feel like she could hold that over your head in an argument? Be like,
I feel like
oh,
she
yeah?
could.
Like, what are you doing, Dave? Like, huh? It's not like, what are you bringing home?
I feel like she could. She'd just go find another dude. Makes a lot more money than I do. It's like, you haven't done shit in 2 years. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Or a woman. You never know.
What? You know? No, she wouldn't do that. But you get my point. I have that thing. And it's weird because, like, my dad was not great with, like, holding jobs, man. He just was not good at it. And my mom, you know, she worked her ass. She didn't make a ton of money. She worked her ass off. But I saw that. And he would do side jobs, and he did a bunch of shit. And he always made enough money to get the stuff. Even after they divorced, he always, like, survived. I mean, I'm literally just putting it bare minimum. He survived.
Yeah.
But I grew up with that. I'm just like, I don't want to be that. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
That's a different thing.
No. My mom, like I said, my mom made good money. Like, it was decent money at the time. Like, we had a nice, you know, small home, but we had a nice home and stuff. And I just was always like, my dad's kind of lazy, bro. I just knew it. Like, he just wanted to work on his motorcycle. He just wanted to fucking build cars, build his race car. He did the race car thing, you know, and he'd make money on it occasionally. But I always looked at, like, yeah, it's cool that you, like, are into this. But I'm like, you don't really provide that much for us. I remember that. You know, my mom was working her ass off, bro. And he was just doing his
thing. Dude, that is a big thing, though. Like, I always make sure to work off my ass in front of my kids. I'd be like, see how hard I'm working, son? Come on.
He has squats. Yeah. Like,
work off your ass.
Huh? Yeah, it's a weird way to put it.
Or work my ass off? Yeah, what did I say?
You said work off my ass.
I make sure. Sexual. I make sure I work off my ass.
I make sure my kids work off my ass.
I'm trying to be more transsexual in the spirit of transsexual visibility.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I mean, I understand that, like... It should be able to go both ways. You know what I mean? Like, if a guy was making, if we were making 200,000, 150, 100,000, whatever, and the wife didn't want to work and we could live off of it. Yeah.
No, you know? I'm saying, like, if my wife made a shit ton of money and was like, we only need the one income. We don't, like, there'd be more time dedicated to the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah.
And I would, if I was that, I would make sure, like, she would never have to do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For
because especially like if you, if she got off work and you're the stay at home dad and she still fucking cooked dinner and fucking did all the laundry and still
you're a piece of shit.
You're fucking up.
Oh, yeah.
But and you know what? To Greg's point, Chris,
welcome to my life. Yeah. Yeah.
What it really comes down to is, like, yes, you're 100% right, man. Like, if that's the setup that you have and you aren't doing your part, like, you're not doing everything else. But, like, really what it comes down to for me is what Greg said. And that's, like, I wouldn't feel good about it myself. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't feel good about it myself. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know how it is. We were unemployed for a while. We were doing the show and stuff. And, like, even then, you're just like, you know, it's just, you can get into a lull with shit a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, you can get into a lull.
Yeah, you can fall into some bad habits.
And you can also, like, it starts fucking with your brain, man. The end, when I was, like, applying for jobs here when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
My wife even was talking about the other. She's like, man, you're like so much, you're so much better right now. You're so much happier right now. It was getting, like, dark, man. Like, it was getting to where I was, like, getting a little depressed.
That's a different situation, though.
Yeah, because we needed I understand, like, we were in
it
a
wasn't
financial
like
situation.
You were, it wasn't like you were perfectly fine and you were just looking for a job. It was like, I fucking need this right now.
And it's not happening. But there is a part where, like,
OnlyFans, Dave. Come on, dude.
No,
I should. I can make it happen,
dude,
bro.
Dude, you could have sold some dude feet.
Papa Bear.
I don't think they want us. I don't think
so. Dude, I guarantee there's a market for dude feet.
Maybe like the assless man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want that flat
back. You can
back.
Cover your face.
Maybe.
Put makeup on your tattoos so nobody knows who you are.
I don't know, man. That's a weird. It's dirty.
Squeeze some peanut butter between your toes.
It's fucking dirty, man. There's something about it that's dirty.
Dude, you can. It's dirty. Let the
dude.
Let,
yes. Hold on. Whoa. Can we please play this video? I bookmarked something. Okay. You guys just made me think of.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
About this shit. I want to play this because it's fucking weird. So this was Libs of TikTok. They just they put out this video of somebody performing their sexual fetish at Planet Fitness.
Oh.
Whether what? Or not it's a sexual fetish, you know, you could be like, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but
okay.
Wait. It's like BDSM.
So is this person man on a weight machine, right?
The person.
So the woman is working out and the man is being her slave. Oh, he's okay. Like putting his face on the floor, unchaining her feet from the like the little fucking pulley system. And she does something at the end. I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, let's do this.
Perturbing.
I'm fucking curious because her pants match the fucking gym equipment.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's
and weird. You get to see some hiney here. So, okay, look,
okay,
here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, bitch, switch.
Yes, hey, bitch, whoa. Switch. Oh.
And so the man is on the floor being the bitch.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Wash your hair, switch bro. It, look,
and then look, she's bowing now. See, you get the nice latush here.
Yeah, but
okay. What
she's
the fuck?
Doing the glute kickbacks. You know what I mean?
This. I don't believe this.
Yeah,
that guy is not worthy. Fake? Well, I just look. Listen,
I'm not worthy.
He just seems
I'm not worthy.
Is that Wayne or Garth?
No, that's his hair's too dark to be Garth.
Yeah, but watch this part. It's coming. Hold on.
Okay, he's unbuckling the leg yep. again. He's like switching it out for her.
And then here comes the surprise.
And then wait, what was that?
She spit in his mouth. Spit.
She hocked a loogie on him.
Oh, like on him or in his mouth?
In his mouth, probably.
Oh, was it? I
don't know. You couldn't tell if it was like in his mouth.
I bet you it was.
Dave knows. He knows exactly who this guy is.
I bet you.
He's that's freaking stoner.
So is this guy just blown loads the whole time this is happening?
I don't know. See, I don't know if it's like a sexual fetish or it's just like a comfort thing. You know, like adults who dress up like babies.
Yeah.
Is it like real? Like, is it like? I don't know.
Libs of TikTok.
I know. Or
is that even real? Like,
I mean,
that fucking account's kind of crazy. Anyway,
but like, why even put out a fake video like that? What would be the point?
Because it's a thing, and I think like it's a thing that gets mocked frequently. You know what I mean? The whole cuck shit, the like cuck stuff, and the the dominatrix stuff. And listen, people make videos mocking stuff all the time. It looks real. They're acting like it's real. I'm looking at it like this. I'm not saying that woman was a.
Like, I definitely did need a shower though.
He did. I'm not saying she's a 10. I'm not saying she's a fucking 7. I'm not saying anything. You know what I mean? She seemed like she was in shape. You know, she works out. And I'm looking at the guy. I'm like. That's who you want to be your fucking, you know what I mean? Like your man toy, like that guy. I don't know.
Dude, he was probably paying to do that.
Maybe. You know?
Maybe.
I mean,
that's
maybe.
What I'm thinking, dude.
Yeah, man. But geez.
Instead of bondage, it's you go and you be a bitch. Like literally.
That was my son. I'd be like, you're not my son anymore. I don't know what's going on with
like,
you.
Like if you're paying to be somebody's bitch like that, like, is there a term? For that, like, is there something else other than being called a bitch that's, like, lower?
So, yeah. Scum? No, I don't know. But it's, like, the sadomasochistic cuck, stuff. Who was it, dude? Who was it Al? Who was the, like, sports guy who got caught doing that? It's, like, these people in power.
Yeah.
Usually these men with a lot of power, they pay to be degraded.
Well, it's because they have so much power that they want to feel like they don't have control of something. But this guy seems like he just never has had control of anything. And that's his only means of fucking an end, you know? Okay. I have nothing against, listen, if you can't get a girl, I'm trying to word this the best way.
AJ in the chat says she's boring. Send him for a day with me.
Oh God.
Uh-oh.
If you can't get women, you know, if you're like that person, that's very socially awkward. You can't get a female. You're not good at talking to people. Listen, there's only a couple alternatives. You live a very lonely life, right? And you just work and do your shit. That's the best case. You pay for this kind of shit because you need to have feel like somebody wants you around. Or it goes to the darkest shit where they start to be predators, man. And so I'd rather see a guy pay for this and get his rocks off than turn into the predator. Because if you watch those predator shows, it is people just like that. It is people who are never going to get a female. They struggle. Mm. And they turn to the people that will give them attention. And unfortunately, that's younger people. And it's
gross. That's been the argument for legal prostitution. You know what I mean? Like all these guys that are like want to get their rocks off. They could just pay and go get it done.
Dude, I got
to
be honest with you. I don't hate it.
I don't have any problem with legal prostitution, honestly.
No, I don't.
Like if you decide that's the way you want to conduct business and make money, that's, I feel like that would be for you to decide. And obviously there's going to be people that pay for that.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. if that is going to be a legal business model, it would have to be regulation, just like everything else.
Well, that's the thing is, I don't see, if you really break it down.
Gonorrhea free.
Yeah, I don't understand how people don't look at it as, you look at the marijuana industry, right? You know, mm-hmm. you have it where it's taxable. You have it where it's coming from a clean environment. Yeah. You're not going to the streets to get it.
Well, how is it any different than someone subscribing to an OnlyFans?
Well, I don't care about OnlyFans.
It's more physical.
I'm talking about.
So it would actually cost more.
What are the issues with prostitution? It's the grapes. It's the fucking, it's the pimps yeah, exactly. that are fucking beating these women. So you get to where you can have a business model where these women actually are treated under business law, right? Like under the law of like working people.
Yeah.
You can't mistreat people. They can only work so many hours. You have to pay them overtime. Like if you get it to where they feel safe and they can do what they want, maybe they'll be in and out of it. You know what I'm saying? But
let's be honest, dude, like the clientele, cause I mean, you remember the show, The Bunny Ranch? It was like that illegal prostitution in Nevada or something, right?
I remember what the Bunny Ranch is. I didn't know there was a show.
Oh, well, yeah, they did like a TV show and all that. They were on Howard Stern back
in the
day.
It was like one season, I think, right?
Oh,
it was not.
Something like, it was on E or something. But like, the girls would say like some of the clients would get like fucking, they would just snap.
Yeah.
And it's like, you got to think about it. Like when you get, if you're like an aggro sexual dude.
Yeah.
And then you get into that point where like, you want to just choke somebody. And you're like, I don't know if I want this fucking.
See, if you were in a place where there was security and there was a work, you know, and you could trust these people and they weren't hurting people, like that person would be taken care
or
of.
Or you just be like, that's going to be an extra $1,000.
I don't know. About that.
Sticking out my butt, there's 10 grand.
I'm sure that some women like that shit and they would, there's, oh, you want that kind of stuff? Go over to Becky over here in room 15. She likes that kind of shit. But no.
Yeah, they could probably,
No one wants their daughter doing that, or man.
Well, no.
I'm just saying it happens. We know it happens, so why not make sure that it's at least done safely, man, you know?
Well, it's like being a porn star, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's like prostitution if you think about it.
I mean, you're not getting into heaven with it, but, you know, it's either way.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. I don't understand why we have women, because a lot of them are underage, man. Like, why do we let them just go out with pimps? We don't know anything about them. We don't know if they've been kidnapped. We know nothing.
Yeah.
And at least that way, you know, here's my ID. This
and then
is
you
I'm
could,
from.
Honestly, if you wanted to, like, they could tax the fuck out of
they
it.
They could tax the shit out of it, man.
50%.
And honestly, yeah, I'll tell you this. And
50%
this is,
jizz tax?
Oh, yes, dude. Yeah.
Hey, you want a jizz? You got to get taxed, baby.
Tax per load.
Come inside. Yeah. $15 more.
We're going to issue trucking rules on this.
Yeah. Would you
they
like
weigh, they weigh the fucking tax load? Yeah. Holy shit, this guy's got a lot.
That's really gross, dude. That's really gross. And there's like fees, like when you leave the hotel and you drink the balls, they charge your card afterwards. Like, oh, you came in here. That's another $10.
Think about it. Yeah, right. Yeah. Then they'd have pharmaceutical drugs that would like increase your load so they can make more money off of your fucking load tax. God, you know what I mean?
Oh, Jesus.
That'd be the next wave.
Man.
God dang it.
I mean, the thing is there's people that, listen, we know.
Oh, man,
we know.
I was overweight tonight. God.
Yeah. Yeah. We know as men,
having cream,
like how important sex is. It is. Yeah. And I'm sure as the women listening too understand that like having sex and being in relationships and feeling that whole sensation is an important part of being a human being, man. Like it can make you crazy not having sex, right? Like,
yeah.
I believe that. I think it's healthy to do. I'm not saying you should go fuck everyone. But like there are people in this world right now, lots of people in America, for example, that are pent up. They have no, you know what I mean? They have no love. They have
ways
no,
of release.
No connections with anybody. No one wants to have sex with them. And like those people go fucking nuts and they turn into creeps. They turn into the people that go to parks and film people and take shots of under girls' dresses and fucking try to like pick up a 15-year-old. And those people are people that have no other. That's not an excuse. I want to be very clear. It's not an excuse for these people to do these things. But you want to know why they're fucking doing it? It's because there's nothing. So like let them go get their rocks off, man. Like let some girl who doesn't give a shit. Jerk that dude off, make him feel really good for the night, and he'll just
but,
be like, ha.
So hold on though, because do you think that they would do it? Because I think the thrill of the chase and the thrill of doing those deviant activities is what they enjoy.
There's
right?
two separate things, Greg, right? There's people that are absolutely insane and are actual pedos.
Psychotic fucking
pedos.
People,
they only like that. That's
sociopath.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the just the random people that are just fucking fat. fucking nerdy, like whatever the thing is. Like, and I'm not saying they're all turned into pedophiles. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying those people. Hey, man, I'm just saying
nerds are pedos.
Look at the school shooters, man. Look at the school shooters.
Every one of them.
Look at the people that do crazy shit and just go, if he would have got laid the night before, would he have done it? And I would argue, maybe not. I'm just saying. The guy that shot up the theater, like, if he would have got a little the night before, would he have done it? He might have been like, you know what? This feels great. I'm good. I'm actually good. I don't need this. I don't need to go.
Maybe there is something to live for.
They have a hotline. You call and be like, I'm about to do something real crazy. And they're like, we're going to send someone over right now. He's like, thanks, man. Because you finish and you just go, oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just,
You go right to sleep because you're exhausted. You're like, you feel fulfilled and you just sleep like a fucking baby, dude. And you're like,
no pun intended.
You know what I'm saying? You feel good. You feel good. You go to bed feeling good, dude. And you wake up for work. You're like, yes. If you get it before work, you go to work and you're just like, hey, guys, you know the whole joke where they're skipping into work
that
and shit?
That never happens.
Then you're sleepy tired.
Nah, you're going,
whoa, I need a work
at night,
nap.
You sleep well. In the morning, you, it's like a fucking energy drink, dude. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, it would be the same argument for, like, drugs and all that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could make it workable and make money off of it, and you could tax it and all that,
and make it safe for people,
then what's the fucking problem?
I don't see the problem.
Like, if someone
morality.
Wants,
I mean,
if someone wants to come in this
religion.
Room and fucking do heroin and zonk out in this fucking room for 3 days, he's not hurting anybody but himself.
Yeah. Well, that and the emergency kind of services that have to come, like, we pay for the taxes for these emergency services.
No emergency services.
Oh. Okay. Live and let die.
I just think I'm thinking of, like,
well,
the,
you're making a decision on your own.
Think if it, prostitution was like the fucking needle exchange. You know what I'm saying? These guys come in, they go, man, I need a fix, bro. I need a fucking fix, man. And they go, here's some needles, sir. Here you go. And like, you just walk into a place and you're like, I need a fuck. I need a fuck right now. And they're like, oh, sir, get him in the back room. We gotta get him good. You know, and he's just like,
dude, you bring up a good point though. So Dave, remember, like, we were talking about this.
Yeah,
the sex robots over in China and like Japan and stuff.
Oh,
dude. Like, they have brothels with sex robots. Like, you go stick your dick in a robot, and then you have to pay for it.
Yep.
But it's like the robotic women, you know.
I would never do that. I would never want to stick my thing in anything that's been sticked with a bunch of, you know what I mean? Because I understand that, like, you know, people have sex with multiple people.
Yeah,
but
I don't think I'd put my
like a rubber silicone.
I wouldn't put my dick in something that needs to be oiled regularly.
Yeah, man. But to your point, Greg,
you need to keep the maintenance on it.
In Japan and shit, where there's a lot more men than women, right? And there's a lot of lonely men. That seems to be what they're gravitating
to. Is that true of Japan or is that just China?
I think it's probably true because there for a long time, they did regulate like population, right?
That was China. That was like,
Japan. I'm going to look that shit up, dude. Japan men versus women ratio. Men-woman ratio. There we go. Let's see what it says. Japan has 3.45 million more females than males. 3.45 million more females than males. That's
Japan is.
So this is backwards from what you were saying.
So the sex ratio is Japan in 2024 is 94.51 males per 100 females. So there's a fucking couple stragglers, bro. Yeah. And here's the thing. Some of those females, they only will sleep with 10 of those 100 guys. So, you know what I'm saying? They're maybe almost equivalent, but they're picking the top of the fucking top. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're picking the fucking best of the fucking best, bro.
The cream always rises to the top.
Man, they're
fucking macho, man.
They're fucking population.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Their population shit's going down.
It's going down, bro. It's because they're fucking robots.
Yeah, look at it. Like, this is the...
Whoa.
It's been going down since
the 60s, look at the y-axis, though. I mean, how drastic is that downward?
Well,
increase?
I mean, it's right now in 2023, it was at 1.3 births per woman, and it was at almost 2.5 births per woman. So it's dropped in half at least. I guess that's since
it's still like one to two. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like a
Yeah.
I bet they're fucking robots.
Elon says shit about that too, though. He's like they're on, like, I think he's talking about China, though, huh?
Yeah.
Where he's like,
he's just talking about the world, humanity.
Yeah, they're, but like, everything's on the fucking decline.
Yeah.
I wonder what is Elon's purpose for humanity? Because I feel like he's using humanity as a tool to gather, like harness data or garner data.
I mean, who hasn't, man? I feel like everybody tries to gather data. They have since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? Like whether mm-hmm. it's a study, whether it's all the same shit. It's just one's digital and one's fucking analog, you know?
Or maybe he wants the population to be sent to Mars. He's like, you got to have babies because like in 20 years, we're sending them to Mars.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's looking at it like to sustain like all of the developed areas and nations in the world right now. We would need the population to grow more because it's declining at a rate that we would just have now cities that are unpopulated because we don't have enough people, you know, in time. Or is he talking about like society would just ultimately collapse because we just don't have enough people? That doesn't make any sense.
Maybe there's illness, you know.
That doesn't make any
illness coming up.
Well, maybe, but that doesn't make it. Collapse wouldn't make sense because of population decline. It would just mean the society is smaller.
I mean, but do you really think he cares, or is he just pointing out the obvious?
You know, like he's probably just pointing out.
Does he really fucking care, or is he just saying, "Hey, yeah, people are not having children in China as
well"? I
don't know.
I see.
He has influence, dude. You got to think about his influence, like what people say. Or what he says, people think matters, and some people just fucking hook, line, and sinker follow him and think that he's can do no harm.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think he is just pointing out the obvious. I think he does say things to get people to follow him.
I gotta be honest, I am liking him more and more. I'm not reversing it,
Elon.
Yeah, I do. I just think like. I'm trying to like be realistic with it. And I think it's easy to like, if I just pinpoint any human, anybody, famous, not famous, I could find a lot of shit that annoy me and a lot of shit that they say or do that I don't like. I just think I like what he says. I like the way he talks to people. I like that he's no bullshit. I like that he just tells corporate, you know, fuck off and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I just think there's just more positive than negative. And I'm not saying he's not some shill or, you know, but I just think that like,
yeah, I have concerns about like how much power he's going to have because he keeps on calling for UBI. He wants a universal basic income.
Yeah.
He wants the rise of AI. He wants like workers to be AI. And which is one reason why you're going to need the UBI is because you have AI taking over.
You'd have to have that if you had.
He's kind of contributing to that same problem.
I feel like just like from my perspective of what he says, I just don't get that vibe. I don't know that maybe I'm wrong, and I'd love to be pointed out wrong on it, but like I feel like what he said is we're going to get to a point where UBI is like on the table. Like not like he's like advocating for UBI. He's saying like we are building a society that will have to have UBI at some point. Yeah,
I think he's openly advocated for it. Well, even on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I want to see that because I remember him saying that like he thinks that we're going to get to a point where that's going to be necessary. Not that he's like,
I think
we
he said
to
that too, but then also carbon tax. He like recently just saying, hey, we still need to do a carbon tax. We need to do it's high time. We need a carbon tax. Yeah. I think those were the exact words.
And again, man, just like Trump, just like anybody. Okay. Like, there is no human on this earth. None. That are perfect. None that you're going to agree with everything on. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Hey, look at your friends. Look at our friends, us three. Like, all of us have quirks. They all have things that are like, oh, this fucking annoys me. Dave annoys me doing this. Chris,
but then you have to like
this.
Wonder why.
Why?
Because
what?
Like, there's like Thomas
why there's
Massey
no perfect
who,
person?
Or just like, why are they so good on these like maybe two or three?
They're human, man.
I don't know.
That's what it is. Because like, even listen to us. I think that 80%, 90%, us three agree on most things, right? When it comes to like how we want to, you know, our families and like the morals behind things and how we want to raise our, I think we are very similar on a lot of ways, right? But that doesn't mean we're going to agree on this or that. You know what I mean? And we could we can really disagree on it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, I don't go like, how could you? You know what I mean? Like, you're just, it diminishes you by you saying that. Like, this is not a thing.
I'm talking about like, really important, pivotal, societal changing opinions. You know what I mean? Like carbon taxes, UBI, the rise of technocracy. Like he's voting for a technocracy. He wants a technocracy on Mars. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. And so
what actually is a technocracy?
It's where you have the scientists and the educators run the government. And so it's basically you vote based on who's the smartest.
Well, fuck.
But then they have, you know, if you look at what we went through with the COVID policies.
Yeah, I was just going to say COVID already proved that wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. So I don't.
But see, what you're talking about is like Mars. You know, okay, we're not even fucking close. I don't think we're close. But
not in our lifetime.
But what I am saying is like,
I mean, if he wants it on Mars, why wouldn't he want it here? Well, here's the thing. I mean, his grandpa was a technocracy. He was part of the technocracy.
I get you, man. I'm not saying he's all great. I'm saying that there's a lot of good things that he's doing. Like, there's a lot of positive I think he's doing. And there's some things that are questionable. But I just think, like, what little I understand about history and the people that were creating things and doing things at you know, historical periods of time, they were also weird. And they also had really great ideas. And then if you look at some of their other things, there were some real fucking head scratchers of like, what the fuck are you doing? And I think those kind of people, and I think Joe Rogan said it best, like the dude's brain just doesn't stop. He seems like he's constantly like working, constantly thinking of shit. And maybe he's just, he has so many things in his head that he just says it. And it's just like, is it really going to happen? Probably not. But some of it.
Well, and I think it's weird that he didn't have any of his children like just the old fashioned way. They were all IVF or like freaking in whatever it's called.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to just pick up ladies. If he didn't have money, he wouldn't get a lot, you know?
Dude, it's just,
guy's filthy rich.
I don't know if I could trust that.
Well, dude, he took his shirt off and the fucking glow of the room is like the sun. You remember that? The fucking alien fucking.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree with you, man. I'm not saying, I just, you know, there's Trump, like with Trump or anybody, man. Like, I like most of what Trump does. And there's things that I just go, that was really dumb. Like, how could you be for that? I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we just base like everything off having to be perfect 100%, like, we're never going to be happy with anybody. Never going to be happy with anybody. It's impossible.
No. I think that, like, the pivotal, like, important things to be right on, I think that. Well, depending on what you think is right, exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Whatever is more important to you. And a lot of this like thinking comes from like listening to Dave Smith. And I go, I think that he's right on this where, you know, people like were asking Dave Smith to run for the vice president for RFK Jr. Right.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, really like kind of like thinking about stuff. And then he was like, I don't think I ever would do that. But they also said that the Libertarian Party should fully endorse RFK Jr. Like they should come out like right ahead, blah, blah, blah. But then RFK Jr.'s stance on like the Israel, you know, Palestine situation. Dave Smith was like, dude, I just can't. Like after explaining like his, you know, thesis of why he could not, you know, X, Y, and Z, these were the things that RFK Jr. said. This is what he said that he would do. He's like, that goes against everything in my fucking, you know, why I'm here. And I can't support that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. There's those like decisions and those opinions that each person has.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
So I just, you know,
it matters what's meaningful to you. Right. Like that's what it comes down to. And, you know, especially with like the Israel situation, like and I actually saved a clip. We don't have to watch it, but it was that fucking dude. The fucking loudmouth motherfucker.
Wait, which one?
Oh, fuck. It's the guy that hates Trump, dude. That's kind of flipping the switch a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Michael something?
Michael Rapaport.
Oh, yeah.
He had that interview, and it was interesting. And there was a couple, like, kind of what's that called when you kind of take a video and talk over it afterwards on TikTok, whatever that is. But they're like, you know, I'm glad he's changing his mind, but fuck him. Like, he absolutely annihilated everybody. That didn't take the shot, that was in New York City, that didn't do this, that voted for Trump. Like, you fucking butchered everybody on fucking camera constantly. Now you're starting to see the light. So I'm glad you changed, but fuck you, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, still it's like too little too late. Yeah.
But that's what he said. That was one of the things that he said. He's like, bro, look, I'm not going to fucking, like, this whole Israel thing. Like, if you don't fucking support Israel, I'm not touching you, man. You know, if you don't fucking support Israel. And listen, I get it. Some people, that's a fucking game changer for them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, wasn't he caught like on some sort of secret video, like saying that he would get paid if he promoted Israel? Like somebody caught him on like a fucking hidden camera or something.
Isn't he Jewish? I think he is.
Rappaport?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just saying like they caught him on camera. He's like in the hallway and he's like on his cell phone. He's like, so you're saying that like if I say this, and it might have been a joke.
It could have been.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been.
I don't know if it was like fucking like legit or whatnot. But
I think at the end of the day, like people are changing their mind. But like again, one thing can flip the switch, man.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And that's the truth. So like, let's, you know, and I also respect the fact that like, you're not just kind of following a line, you know, anybody, Trump, like, listen, I don't agree with the whole vaccine shit. I don't agree with any of that shit Trump said, but if he actually believes that it's a positive thing, then that's his thing, man. He believes it, whatever, dude. And I'll judge you off of that. You know what I'm saying? But like, we know that there's people in parties that try to say all the right things, but they don't really believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't want to get on Elon per se, but I don't know, man. That interview he just did with that one dude that touched his nuts and put it on a guy's lip. What's that guy's name? Lemon.
Oh yeah. Don Lemon.
Don Lemon. So he had a couple weeks.
Don Lemon.
It was great. Don Lemon. He had an interview with Don Lemon and it was.
Elon
it was,
did?
Yeah. And it was great.
He touched his nuts on his lips?
No. That's what Don Lemon did. Don Lemon was groping his dick. Remember? And he put it on the guy's mouth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's called the lemon drop.
The lemon drop, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
That's what it
well,
was.
Well, so yeah, I actually heard that interview was why Don Lemon got fired.
It was.
Because Dave Smith played clips from the show and it was so fucking bad, dude. Like, it was Don Lemon, like, was trying to argue with Elon.
And you can't even call that argument. Like, Don Lemon almost seemed like he had no clue about, like, what's happening in the world.
Right?
He's just
probably doesn't.
It was bizarre. And like, it was bizarre hearing Musk try to like muster out enough sentences to say what he wanted to say. Cause he was just like, what do you mean? You don't understand what I'm
yeah.
What do
Musk
you mean?
Like, I cannot compute how to.
He can't talk to people that stupid. Like, it's just, it was pretty rough, man. It was pretty.
What's weird.
Rough.
Cause like Elon Musk, I don't think has ever had to explain what he just said like a minute ago.
Yeah.
And Don Lemon's like, well, wait, what are you talking? He's like, wait, how do I rephrase this? I have to think about what I said, and now I have to compute in a different manner.
He was also trying to trick Musk, man. He kept saying, like,
trying to trap him in things.
Elon Musk was saying,
I haven't watched
like,
the interview.
Elon Musk was, like, without getting detail, he was just basically saying, like, this could be a possibility in the future.
Exactly.
And he kept saying, so you're saying this is going to happen? He's like, I said that it could happen if we keep doing it. And he's like, but you're trying to tell people that we're going to, how do you even know that's going to happen? Like, what you keep saying is going to happen. He's like, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it could fucking
exactly.
happen. It was just repeating the same shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's not
he's
saying.
Trying, the whole time he's trying to put words in
yes,
his mouth.
Yes. He's saying it's a possibility that if we keep going down here, this could happen. It was, and he's like, there's
well,
no
not
data
like that,
to
but
prove
that's,
that.
That's like the reason to warn people about something. Be like, hey, if you keep on doing this, this could be a consequence of that.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's all he was saying.
Yeah. And again, it doesn't mean that I think that's a lot of him just saying like, and even with the population thing, I think he's just stating obvious facts, man. You know what I mean? If China keeps down or, you know, keeps down this path, like they're populated, they're growing as a power, but they're soon going to have not enough people to make that powerful thing continue.
And they'll just,
and they'll fucking crash down. And so,
well, and that's just the basic essence of just looking at trends and looking at the data and looking at the trend of things, and then you can predict where it's going to go in the future.
And the man does love
data. Well, let me ask you this before we head out of here.
Yeah.
They always say, and they means they, you know, the magical they.
Okay. Okay.
That China is the model for like the deep state model, right?
Mm.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Like the socialism, the communism, the freaking dictatorship, all that stuff. What if the population decreasing is the necessary kind of evil to bring in the AI and all the drones and all that stuff, the automated workforce?
So you're saying they would have to have a depopulation to make that work?
It would be the testing ground for the automated society.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I see what you're saying. Sure. Absolutely, man. Like I think there's a couple different ways you could approach it, you know? I don't know.
I don't think they would have to have a depopulation event or something happening to where there's less people for them to put that into effect.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Like they could just pick a part of the world that, or some place in the world that is less populated to do their tests on. And then
like California, all they have to do is raise the minimum wage.
Well, like they just fucking did.
Yeah. $20 an hour. Yeah. There's
going to
be so few fast food
I just
workers.
Seen in New York, too. They just made Uber Eats a minimum wage of $20 an hour if you're an Uber Eats driver.
listen, I mean, it's inevitable. And so, like, I think, like, any time in history, like, where shit's drastically changed or, like, this new thing comes around, like, there will be other jobs created and other things will be invented that will create jobs. This is exactly, a weird thing that we're all getting freaked out about. But I think, like, in the process of how slow this is actually going to go, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take time. And so I just think that we'll evolve past this as well, like we have with everything else. That's what I want to believe is going to happen.
I think eventually, at some point in the future, everything is going to be tech oriented.
Maybe. I'll say this. I'm actually excited about fast food being robots because I'm sick of my shit being wrong. I'm sick of it being wrong. I want a fucking perfectly cooked burger.
Dude, you go through a drive through, it's a good fucking chance your shit's going
to
be wrong.
It's high. It's fucking it's high. And then I don't have to try to talk to the crackhead.
It's either going to
have the job at McDonald's.
It's either going to be wrong or you're going to have missing shit.
Yeah. No sauce, no straw.
Or there's going to be cheese on that burger and they're going to get that fucking burger slapped in their face.
That's a word. That one, the straw, it pisses me off more than anything. It really does.
Why?
Because I'm like, you gave me all my shit, but now I can't drink my drink. You fucking
son of a bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate when you specifically ask for like sauce. Or like ketchup or something, and then they just don't give it.
Or they give you ranch. Or I like ranch, but they just give you like hot sauce. You're like, what the fuck? I want a ketchup. This is hot sauce. It's almost like a slap in the face.
Barbecue sauce. What am I?
Yeah.
Since they're cracked out, man. They're all zombified back there. All right, man.
Yes. Good show, gentlemen.
Ah, dude, hey. Oh, I was going to say, it's my birthday tomorrow. I was hoping we could fucking have a drink tonight, but never mind. Maybe on Wednesday.
But never mind.
We'll take a shot of whiskey.
Yeah,
dude, I'll drink for you.
Yeah,
you want to take a shot with us?
I'm on vacation, so hey.
You are,
yeah, dude.
Hell yeah,
spring break, baby.
Shit. Hey.
I know. I'm raising the roof over here.
All right, cheers, you guys. Hope you had a great Easter, great weekend, and on to this week. It's gonna be fun.
Later, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.